It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us today is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Good to talk to you, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, could you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yeah, it was a tough one, I think. It came from Joe Becker of Palo Alto, California. I said the zh sound, zh sound, can be spelled in many different ways in English, like the s in measure, like the g in beige, like the z in azure, and like the j in Maharaja, and even like the x, as some people say it, in luxury. And the question was, what is the only common English word in which the zh sound can be spelled with a t? And the answer is equation. Isn't that interesting? The only word ending T-I-O-N where we say je.
Equation. Oh, I would not have gotten that. But when you were saying the je sound, I was like, let me sit this one out. But it seems like this week's challenge was tough. Out of 500 correct submissions, Yossi Berkowitz of Beachville, Ohio is our puzzle winner. Congratulations and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm excited.
Yeah. So how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Well, I grew up with it, so I've been playing it for a lot longer than I've been old enough to submit the answers. And my parents have been playing since the postcard days.
Okay, so you're a little bit youngish. Do you mind if I say your age or how old are you?
I'm 20.
20. Oh, my goodness. So the puzzle is older than you.
Yep.
That's true. Way older.
I am so glad that you were able to win and, like, you know, be a part of this. What do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
At Ohio State, I'm part of the Model UN team. I also rock climb.
Oh, those are great things to do. And Yossi, are you ready to play the puzzle?
I sure am.
This will be much easier than a Model UN, I promise. So take it away, Will.
All right, Yossi, this is going to be easier than rock climbing, too.
Yes.
I'm going to give you some six-letter words. For each one, add the same letter of the alphabet twice without rearranging any of the other letters to make a common eight-letter word. For example, if I said sturdy, S-T-U-R-D-Y, and add two A's, you would say Saturday.
Oh, okay.
So here we go. Number one is resent, R-E-S-E-N-T, and add two C's.
Crescent.
Crescent, you didn't need a hint. Number two is collie, as in the dog, C-O-L-L-I-E. Add two D's. It's going to end in D.
It's going to end in D. Maybe if you ran into something, it would be like that.
Oh, collided.
Collided, is it? Latish, L-A-T-I-S-H, is in somewhat late. Latish, and add two F's.
Flatfish.
Flatfish, that was fast. Seated, S-E-A-T-E-D, and add two H's.
Sheathed.
Ooh, you got it, sheathed. Fester, F-E-S-T-E-R, add two I's.
Feistier.
Feistier. Assort, A-S-S-O-R-T, add two P's.
Passport.
Uh-huh. Wangle, W-A-N-G-L-E. Add two R's.
Wrangler.
Uh-huh. Mallet, M-A-L-L-E-T. Add two S's. And the S does not go in. No S goes at the end.
Small set?
Small is right. Make it superlative.
Smallest.
Smallest is it. Hedger, H-E-D-G-E-R, as in one who hedges. Hedger, and add two A's.
Headgear?
Headgear, yes. Reared, R-E-A-R-E-D. Add two P's.
Prepared?
Uh-huh. And here's your last one. The answer is hyphenated, a hyphenated word. The word is treble, T-R-E-B-L-E. And add two U's.
True blue.
True blue. Good job.
You just took off. You didn't need any help, like, once you got going. So you did a great job. How do you feel?
I feel good. This is on my bucket list.
Oh, great. And you've already done it at 20? Like, oh, that, like you on top of the game right now. Okay. So for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And Yossi, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to WKSU, but when I'm at school, I listen to WOSU.
That's Yossi Berkowitz of Beachfield, Ohio. Thank you so much for playing the puzzle.
Thank you for having me.
All right, Will, what is next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Mike Isaac of Sunnyvale, California. Think of part of the human body whose name is a compound word, like fingertip or toenail. Add an N and rearrange the result to get another part of the body whose name is also a compound word. What body parts are these? So again, part of the human body, it's a compound word. Add an N, rearrange the result to get another part of the human body whose name is a compound word. What body parts are these?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, May 11th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call. And if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thank you, Aisha.
Will, would I be able to ask you a question?
Sure, hit me.
What's your favorite word?
Oh, haha. My favorite word is ukalagon.
Oh my gosh.
That's spelled U-C-A-L-E-G-O-N, ukalagon. It means a neighbor whose house is on fire. I love that word because it is so ridiculous. You would never imagine there's a word for that. It comes from Greek myth, somebody whose house is on fire, and his name was ukalagon. So that word has come down into English.
Have you used that in a sentence before?
Well, I've never had a neighbor whose house is on fire. I can imagine calling, you know, the fire department and say, hey, I have an ukalagon.
And they'll be like,
and they go, what?
Yeah. No, that's a great question, Yossi. I wouldn't have thought to ask that. That's a great question.